Jesus was never surprised to find out that some of his miracles were done on the Sabbath, when it was forbidden by the Pharisees to do any work. In fact, he intentionally did many of them on the Sabbath. The miracle performed in John chapter 5 on this disabled person, he was not in a life-threatening situation. Jesus could have waited a day or two to make sure that this didn't happen on the Sabbath. But rather, as Jesus often did, he wanted to draw the Pharisees out and expose their religiosity. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. John chapter 5, verse 18. This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him. Jesus' miracle on the Sabbath and Jesus' equating himself with God revved up the Jews' engine to kill Jesus. And no matter how much this may have intensified the Pharisees' hatred of Jesus and caused them to try and speed up the process of his execution, we're going to see as we walk through this gospel that nothing happens outside of the timeline of God. The Pharisees are not in control of this situation. They never were. But God is, and Jesus is living and breathing and speaking according to God's will. Did you know that God is still in control? And not the hostile ones? As Christians, if we're living in the power of Christ, Spirit-tempered lives, we will face ongoing hostility. The Bible says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." But you must keep in mind and keep in your heart, the one who controls the hostility and the opposition that you may face for Christ's sake, it's God. That's what the author of this gospel wanted his original audience to know. He wanted them to strengthen their grip on Christ because Christ's grip on them was absolutely secure. They were going to face hostility and persecution. They were going to lose homes and they were going to lose work. But they needed to remember that Jesus is Lord over the hostility. And you will face hostility as well. Perhaps some of you men will face hostility when you lead your family in godliness. Jesus walked into hostility to expose sin and shine the light of the gospel. And perhaps that's why you were in the midst of it now or will be in the future. Don't waste your persecution, believer. Continue to trust the sovereign God. When you pray today, please remember Paige Sanchez and her husband Juan Carlos, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Kekchi LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Guatemala.